Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Jack Ulrich, our good friend, great futurist, Jack Ulrich, ULDRICH.com. is his website. I hope you'll check it out. You'll be smart when you do. Jack, quickly, I want to cover one topic real quick, and then I want to get into another one. Early onset diagnosis of Alzheimer's. This is I've had family members who had Alzheimer's in their life. So it's, most families have some of this somewhere. Early onset diagnosis and possible treatment. This is huge, isn't it?
What's really exciting about this is researchers have now discovered a way to early diagnose the disease.
Yeah.
And so why that's so important is because the earlier we can diagnose it, the earlier we can begin treatment. Now, we can't prevent it entirely yet, but, I mean, if we could offset by a few years the ravaging effects of Alzheimer's, I think anyone who has gone through it with a loved one or a family member will appreciate, you know, what a powerful advance this is.
Well, look at how much stuff we've learned just in the last 5 or 10 years about the disease. I mean, they now know they can do a CAT scan of your brain and they can see it.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah. So this is good news, folks. We'll continue to look for more updates on that, Jack. I want to move over quickly though to our last topic, and this is something that makes the, you know, me as a free marketer and a small business owner out here, you know, not even liking the minimum wage, let alone this thing. Talk to us about it.
Well, it's called the universal basic income, and I agree. As a free marketer, it is a radical idea. This idea that we are now on the verge of living in different times in the digital era, and artificial intelligence, robotics, 3D printing are going to put a lot of people out of work. The mm-hmm. question then becomes, how do we help those people retrain to the next job? And the solution, and it's coming primarily out of Silicon Valley, is to say, well, let's just give everyone a flat wage every year so that they can live.
They also call it a living wage.
Well, yeah, this is different in the sense that, I mean, the living wage is really, is promoted more by progressives and liberals to increase the minimum wage. But here's the way to think about this is self-driven trucks are now reality. What's the most common job in America?
It's truck driving.
Drivers.
Yep.
Well, in 10 years, those people, those 3 million truck drivers could potentially be out of work.
Yep.
So the question then becomes, how do we help them transition to whatever's next? And for the most part,
but we're doing almost none of that, Jack, at this point.
We aren't.
I've been raising hell about this for 16 years. I've been saying, why doesn't some candidate tackle the jobless economy that we're creating here? And not one of them have done that.
It's because they are looking for yesterday's solutions to tomorrow's problems,
just like generals fighting next year, the next war with the last year's with the thinking about the last war.
Yeah,
but that's so, but it's so backward, and this now this guaranteed income thing. My question is, who writes that check?
Well, that's right.
Because I might want it as a small business owner. It might be a raise for me.
So here's the only way it will work. And the Wall Street Journal, a conservative publication, had a great piece on this. And they said, and they're right, the only way that this works is we then get rid of the entire existing welfare chain, all of the bureaucrats to say, look,
everything.
We suddenly don't need that, any of it, anymore.
Everything goes away, and you get a check, and you manage your own food and your own medicine and all that kind of stuff, but you have to be on a track towards productivity.
That's right.
That's where the progressives are going to push back.
Well, I agree. Yeah, that they are not going to like this. I will tell you that this is such a radical idea, but people over in Europe are looking at it. Apparently Canada experimented on a very small basis with the idea 20 years ago, and they, you know, it didn't work out very well, but it's because they didn't get rid of all of the other governments.
The moral hazard of this just explodes in my head when I talk about it.
It's huge, that's right. I mean,
yeah. Hey, Jack, I really enjoy it. It's always fun to have you here. You make us think. You make us smarter. This is good stuff. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Always.
Give us your website.
It's jackaldrich.com.
Folks, check it out. You'll thank me later. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blaskamer, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.